So the Arabs and the Jews lounged around up there in Andalusia for 700 years, enjoying themselves as they recited poetry and looked up at the stars from the middle of their lovely jasmine and orange gardens, which they watered through an innovative and complicated irrigation system. We forgot all about them down here in Fez until one day the city woke up to see hundreds of them streaming down into Morocco, screaming with fright, their house keys in their hand. A ferocious Christian queen named Isabella the Catholic had emerged from the snow and was after them. She'd given them one hell of a beating and said, "Either you pray like us or we'll throw you into the sea." But in fact, she never gave them time to answer, and her soldiers pushed everyone into the Mediterranean. Muslims and Jews together swam to Tangier and Ceuta, unless they were among the lucky ones who found boats, and then ran to Fez to hide. That had happened 500 years ago, and that was why we had a huge Andalusian community right in the heart of the Medina, near the Kara Huiyin Mosque, and the Big Mela, or Jewish Quarter, a few hundred meters away. But that still does not explain how the Jews ended up in the land of the Alaman, does it? Samir and I talked about this and decided that maybe when Isabella the Catholic started screaming, some of the Jews walked the wrong way, heading north instead of south, and found themselves in the heart of Snowland. Then, since the Alaman were Christians, like Isabella the Catholic, they chased the Jews away because they didn't pray alike. But Aunt Habiba said that this explanation didn't sound right, because the Alaman were also fighting the French, who were Christians too, and worshiped the same God. So that put it into that theory. Religion could not explain the war going on in Christendom. I was about to suggest to Samir that we let the mysterious Jewish question sit until the following year, when we would be much older and wiser, when Cousin Malika came up with a sensible but terrifying explanation. The war had to do with hair color. The blonde-haired tribes were fighting the brown-haired people. Crazy! The Alaman, in this case, were the blondes, tall and pale, while the French were the brunettes, smaller and darker. The poor Jews, who had simply gone the wrong way when Isabella chased everyone from Spain, were trapped between the two. They just happened to be in the war zone, and they just happened to have brown hair. They weren't part of any camp. So the mighty Alaman were after anyone with dark hair and dark eyes. Samir and I were terrified. We checked what Malika had said with Cousin Zin, and he said that she was absolutely right. High Hitler, that was the name of the king of the Alaman, hated dark hair and dark eyes and was throwing bombs from planes wherever a dark-haired population was spotted. Jumping into the water would not do any good either, because he would send submarines to fish you out. Looking up at his older brother, Samir put his hands over his sleek, jet-black hair as if to hide it and said, "But do you think that once the Alaman have knocked out the French and the Jews, they'll push south and come down to Fez?" Zin's answer was vague. He said that the newspapers did not mention anything about the Alaman's long-term plan. That night, Samir begged his mother to promise to put henna in his hair in order to redden it the next time we went to the hammam, public baths, and I ran around with one of my mother's scarves securely tied around my head until she noticed it and forced me to take it off. "Don't you cover your head," Mother shouted. "Do you understand me? Never. I'm fighting against the veil, and you're putting one on? What is this nonsense?" I explained to her about the Jews and the Alaman, the bombs and the submarines, but she was not impressed. "Even if High Hitler, the almighty king of the Alaman, is after you," she said, "you ought to face him with your hair uncovered. Covering your head and hiding will not help. Hiding does not solve a woman's problems. It just identifies her as an easy victim. Your grandmother and I have suffered enough of this head-covering business. We know it does not work. I want my daughters to stand up with their heads erect and walk on Allah's planet with their eyes on the stars. With that, she snatched off the scarf and left me totally defenseless, facing an invisible army that was running after people with dark hair.